First Chronicles, chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David, to Hebron, saying, We are your bone and your flesh. And moreover, in time past, even when Shaul was king, you were he that led out and brought in Israel. And Yahweh your Elohim said to you, You will feed my people Israel, and you will be ruler over my people Israel. Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king, to Hebron. And David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of Yahweh through Samuel. And David and all of Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, and the inhabitants of the land. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, You'll not come in here. Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion, which is the city of David. And David said, Whoever smites the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went first up and was chief. And David dwelt in the castle, and therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city round about, even from Milo round about, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David waxed greater and greater, for Yahweh of hosts was with him. These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, and with all Israel, to make him king according to the word of Yahweh concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Yashobim, an Hakmonite, the chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties. He was with David at Pasdamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where was a parcel of ground full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines, and they set themselves in the midst of that parcel and delivered it, and killed the Philistines, and Yahweh saved them by a great deliverance. Now 3 of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David, into the cave of Adullam, and the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the hold, and the Philistines' garrison was then at Bethlehem. And David longed and said, Oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate. And the 3 broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it out to Yahweh and said, My Elohim forbid it to me that I should do this thing. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For with the jeopardy of their lives they brought it. And therefore he would not drink of it. These things did these 3 mightiest. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was chief of the 3. For lifting up his spear against 300, he killed them, and had a name among the 3. Of the 3, he was more honorable than the 2, for he was their captain. Howbeit, he attained not to the first 3. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew 2 lion-like men of Moab. And also he went down and killed a lion in a pit in a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among the 3 mighties. Behold, he was honorable among the 30, but attained not to the first 3. And David set him over his guard. Also the valiant men of the armies, Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth the Harorite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ikesh the Tikoite, Abiezer the Antothite, Sibikai the Hushathite, Eli, the Ahohite, Maharai, the Nephothathite, Heled, the son of Baana, the Netophathite, Ithai, the son of Ribai, of Gibeah, that pertained to the children of Benjamin, Benaiah, the Perathonite, Hurai, of the brooks of Gaash, Abiel, the Arbathite, Asmaveth, the Baharumite, Eliaaba, the Shaalbonite, the sons of Hashem, the Gizonite, Jonathan, the son of Sheg, the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sechar the Hararite, Eliphal the son of Ur, Hepher the Mekarathite, Ahia the Pelonite, Hezrol the Carmelite, Naarai the son of Esbai, Yoel the brother of Nathan, Mibhar the son of Hagari, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Berothite, the armor-bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Etherite, Gerub the Etherite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Alai, Adina the son of Shiza the Reubenite, a captain of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Maachah, and Yoshaphat the Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashtarathite, Shammah and Yahiel the sons of Hothan the Arorite, Yadiel the son of Shimri, and Yoha his brother the Tizite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Yerubai, and Yoshaviah the sons of Elnaam, and Ithmah the Moabite, Eliel and Obed, and Yaziel the Mezobite. End of chapter.